Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
They say it's in your blood, a game that can't be won, only played. A love affair. It satisfies the soul and frustrates the intellect. The greatest game ever played, golf. It's real. And this is Real Golf Radio, brought to you by Mountain America Credit Union, with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper, son of legendary golfer Billy Casper, talking golf with you for more than two decades. And now, here's Brian and Bob.
Well, thank you for that nice introduction and welcome into a Ryder Cup weekend edition of Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper, pleasure to be with you. And go USA. We need some serious mojo going into day number two to overcome a 3-point deficit from day number one. The European team has won each of the last six Ryder Cups in which they have had a lead after the first day. The last time they did not win under that scenario, I got a good feeling about this. 1999, Ben Crenshaw.
Yeah, Ben Crenshaw.
Yeah. Yep. It was 6-2 after the first two sessions, and they were able to come back in that historic comeback. So,
well, they came back in the singles. It was still, you know, they were 4 points down going to the singles, and they were able to come back. So, Europe has had a 5-point down when they've been able to come back at Medina. So you can't be counting out the U.S. yet. And they have another day of team and then singles. So there's still 18 matches up and 18 points up for play.
This is how crucial it is. The team that is led at the end of the second session has won each of the last five Ryder Cups.
Yeah. 65% of the time, if you win the first match of the day on Friday,
you win the Ryder Cup.
You win the Ryder Cup.
All signs point to Europe winning in New York for a second consecutive Ryder Cup and to become the fourth team. Is that right? Fourth European team to win an away Ryder Cup. So, man, you know, you go back, what was it? Seve led the Europeans to a win at Jack's Memorial. Yeah, in Muirfield. Right? Against Captain Jack on his own golf course.
Yep.
And then the next one, I believe, was it Oak Hill?
Yeah, Oak Hill.
And that was
a whitewash.
And that was in 95, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. Then Medina.
And then Medina in 2012. And then this was, you know, this could definitely be one of those things. So you got 85. Anyway, point is there's a lot of things going for the Europeans. The U.S. team needs to get back on track. We'll talk about how that might happen. We'll kick it off all next right here on Real Golf Radio.
Progressive's Auto Quote Explorer lets you easily compare direct rates from different insurance companies so you can be confident you're getting the right one, even if it's not with Progressive. Way more confident than you were when you bought that TV in the parking lot. It just happened to not come in a box or include a remote. And when you finally managed to turn it on, all it displayed was the menu of Grumpy's Tacos. So use Progressive's Auto Quote Explorer and be confident you're getting insurance that's right for you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Staples presents That Was Easy.
Our office computers were from like
2012.
What? They had computers then?
Yeah, I don't know much about new tech.
Apparently.
So I went to Staples and saved big on an AI-powered HP laptop and HP OfficeJet Pro printer, which also came with 3 months of free Instant Ink.
And we're back in this century. During Staples HP Tech Event, save up to 35% on HP printers and up to 40% on AI-powered HP PCs.
That was easy.
In-store, online, and on the app. Int 11.1, select models only.
Let me tell you about this new pretzel cheddar club. Hey, I'm Carlos.
And I'm Ebony. And a little thing we love about the Chick-fil-A Pretzel Cheddar Club
is the tangy Dijon with the pretzel bun. It takes it to a whole nother level.
It goes perfectly with the chicken and the cheddar cheese and the bacon.
Man, you know how much you love bacon. And I love the different varieties. Grilled, spicy, original. It gets you nice and excited for fall.
Order the Pretzel Cheddar Club with Cherry Berry and Sprite for a limited time on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
Kohl's Cash is turning 20, and to celebrate, Kohl's is giving you the gifts. All month, you can enter our sweepstakes for a chance to win $200 Kohl's Cash. Plus, get epic deals on cozy favorites, home must-haves, and more right now. Yep, we were gonna throw a party, but this is better. Cue the confetti and the savings at Kohl's. Offer in September 28th. Select style. Some exclusions apply. Sweepstakes end September 30th, 2025. No purchase necessary. 20 winners per day. Limit one prize per person for entire sweepstakes. See Kohl's.com for official rules and details.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day. Featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
Welcome back to the show, Brian and Bob. It's brought to you in part by Black Desert Resort. Go to blackdesertresort.com, book your fall vacation. The weather is absolutely dynamite down there. If you like 80-degree weather in the fall with a perfect golf course coming off of a PGA Tour hosting, boy, this is the place for you, blackdesertresort.com. And there is some announcements that are going to be coming down that are going to blow your mind. So if you're thinking about getting involved in the real estate, you may want to look into some of those opportunities as well. We're talking about a water park, pickleball facility, spa, pool, shopping, dining, and some more special announcements to come. So blackdesertresort.com is where you can find out all the details. That's blackdesertresort.com. And we appreciate you being with us here on a Ryder Cup weekend of Real Golf Radio. I'm going to try not to completely just lament and just sour and be down because I kind of want to. I said it on X that I was that Rory putt on the afternoon match from his putt on 18 from going into heading fishing today. And yeah, that's kind of how I felt. It's like, I don't need to sit around here and watch the Europeans drum the Americans without so much as a fight. Now that's not exactly fair. There was a lot of fight going on out there. The difference is it feels like when you're in high school and you've got like the fifth year senior, you know, big kid that can't seem to graduate. He's like 23 and still in high school. And somehow he gets into a fight with the, you know, 16-year-old freshman. And it just is, it's just not fair. It's like, I mean, the guy's given a lot of effort, but you know, you're going, it's a man-sized fight and a kid in the fight. And that's sometimes how it feels in this thing, Bob. And I don't know how else to say it, but it's as if there's a conviction and a level of performance that the Europeans have on this stage, and the Americans are almost like reaching, striving, trying, grasping, you know, hoping. There's a lot of that going on for Team USA. I'm not going to criticize the players for not caring as much. I'm not going to suggest that they don't love each other, or that they don't care about each other, or that they're not bonding, or any of those kind of things.
Right.
It's just there is a Ryder Cup combination somewhere out there that is just all spinning and clicking, and Team Europe has the combination, and it's easy. And Team USA is still out there fumbling around trying to figure it out. And it is just something else to watch. I just, for the life of me, can't figure this out.
Yeah. Team Europe, they definitely look, as they play the game, especially in the team competition, that they have the momentum, the fire in them. Team USA gets out there and it's almost like they're walking on eggshells. It's difficult, and they make it difficult on themselves, not only by how they play, but by how they putt. And the biggest part is, I think the putting leads into their play. And when they start missing putts and the other guys start making them from everywhere, then you see the results that we've seen so far in the first two sessions.
Let's go through them, Bob. Let's start with the first session, Friday morning foursomes. There was so much anticipation around this opening match, the opening tee ball. I mean, the tunnel where the players come out, and wouldn't you know it, you have John Rahm and Tyrrell Hatton leading the way. They're undefeated as a foursomes pairing. Rahm was very fiery. He's coming off a live, both he and Hatton.
Yep.
And then you got the USA answer. They're rolling out the Hulk, Bryson DeChambeau, and he's going to let him unleash. It feels like this is some sort of an Avengers 12 movie, Ryder Cup edition. And Justin Thomas alongside. And I'll tell you what, it was fired up, and Rahm misses the fairway into the right rough, and Bryson hits it just in front of the green and goes on to make birdie after a little bit of a nervy chip by Justin Thomas. Bryson rolls in the birdie putt to put the Americans on top. First hole, first match. The place is electric. Here we go. Snuffed out quickly.
Yeah, Justin Thomas missed three putts, like in two of them in the first, I don't know, four or five holes that were for birdies from inside, like about 10 feet. And you just shoot yourself in the foot when you do that. One of them was on the second hole, which could have got them to two up. And then, you know, he missed a few more. And it was very unfortunate to see that, because all three of those putts looked like he pulled, and that just kept him from keeping the pressure on, where John Rahm and Tyrrell Hatton then turned and flipped everything around and took control on, 7th and 8th holes.
Yeah, they won both
then,
of those. Yeah.
And then just piled it on 12, 13, and 15. So, yeah, very difficult. And very tough to see them win 4-3 over Bryson and Justin Thomas in the very first matchout.
And you mentioned some statistically, it's a big deal. But emotionally, it's a bit deflating, because there was so much around Bryson and that lead match. I mean, you kind of put out your big dogs, don't you? It's almost like the offensive line and the defensive line. It's the trenches, if you will. They're the ones that go and just sort of control the match, the tempo, they set the table for the rest of the day. And yet when Europe wins that on the road after such a big opening hole for Team USA, I mean, that is massive. And that sends a huge signal back to the rest of the players on your team behind you, doesn't it?
Yeah. Well, and you know, you get that message, the Europeans quiet the crowd, and you start seeing blue go up on the board, and you know, exactly. Everybody that's coming out and playing behind you sees you going down after being one up in that first group. And it's just, scar tissue starts to become prevalent in all the players.
Let's go to match number two. Not to fear, world number one, Scottie Scheffler, has been dispatching everybody alongside with his compadre, good friend of his, Russell Henley, who putts the ball very well. Doesn't hit it particularly far, but he's kind of steady Eddie and a nice partner for Scottie Scheffler last year in the President's Cup in Canada. And you know what? They lost the first hole, came back and tied it up on the second hole, and you thought, okay, you know what? This is going to go okay. Scotty's going to control this one. it wasn't to be. It quickly became all about Matt Fitzpatrick and Ludvig Åberg. Åberg was good. Fitzpatrick was stellar. This is a guy who had never won a foursomes match and had a 1-7 record in the Ryder Cup. Really the only glaring losing record stat for the European team. And he went out there and said, oh yeah, watch this.
Yeah, and he's now 2-8 because they ended up winning 5-3. But, you know, there have been some good points made about this group because the U.S. squad set themselves a little bit for going against the tide. And what I mean by that is Russell Henley predominantly hits the ball right to left off the tee. That's how he gets his yardage. And even though he's a shorter player, he hits it right to left to try to give himself some yardage. Scotty Scheffler hits it left to right. So in foursomes, one player tees off all the odd holes. The other player tees off all the even holes. Well, Russell Henley, the even holes played better for him, and Scotty Scheffler, the odd holes played better for him, or should have played better for him predominantly. They did it just opposite. They had Henley hit off a one and Scotty hit off a two. And I think that put him a little behind the eight ball and could have been one of the things that caused them to lose 5-3. The other thing was they both didn't make any putts.
And the question is why, if it seems so obvious a strategy, I wonder why that was the way that
who knows
that it went down. Yeah. So
it would be interesting to hear what Captain Keegan Bradley has to say about that. And of course, how they're going to change things up for tomorrow.
Yep. And we'll have that information coming up here just in just a couple of minutes. All right, quickly, before we run out of time, the next matches as it played out, you had Colin Morikawa and Harris English. This one was a bit of a head-scratcher for me. They ended up drawing Rory McIlroy and Tommy Fleetwood. Never was going to be a match. I called that one. I think everybody did. That's a 5-4 win for Europe. And then Xander Schauffele and Patrick Cantlay, they've been good. You know, they're one of the bright spots, and they were the only bright spot with a 2-up win over Robert McIntyre and Victor Hovland. This was a huge match and really kept things alive and gave some hope to the U.S. team heading into the afternoon four-ball sessions. We'll touch on those coming up next. We'll look forward to today's action as well as we continue on our Ryder Cup weekend edition right here on Real Golf Radio.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Talking golf with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
One day you'll get it.
Here's Brian and Bob.
All right, welcome back. It's Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper. How about this? This is the first time that Europe has led on American soil after day one since 2004. What's significant about 2004? Well, it was a year after we began syndicating our show, some 5 years into doing Real Golf Radio, and we went out to Detroit and Oakland Hills, and we were at that match, and let me tell you, that's when I got when I first heard and got sick of the Olé, Olé, Olé song. Bob, we're basically staring. There's two scenarios that are taking place right here. We're either headed for 2004, which was all Europe, or... Yep. We're headed for 1999 and an epic comeback by Team USA at Brookline. That's essentially, that was the last time any team has come from back from 5.5, 2.5
yeah.
after day one. Well, yeah. And it was a 6-2 deficit for Team USA back in 1999 at Brookline. So what's it going to be? And then let's get into the afternoon sessions. What right now... Are you still optimistic, or are you feeling a little bit, little down?
You know, there's still a. So you're saying there's a chance?
Yeah.
No, there's still 20 points still out there, and 20 matches. We've got 8 here on Saturday, and then we've got 12. So there's still 20 points available.
Yep.
There's a lot that can happen.
First quarter, right?
What?
It's just first quarter. I mean, we're only 28.
There's a lot that can happen.
Yeah.
Yep. And hopefully things get figured out as far as mixing things up and mixing up the pairings that go out in the foursomes on this morning. But there's still a chance.
As we're recording this, we're still waiting for the captains to announce the pairings. And so we'll have that coming up here in just a couple of minutes and give you our thoughts on that. All right, let's go to the afternoon session, Bob, because as we mentioned, the morning belonged to Team Europe, and there will be some changes. What would we do in the afternoon? What would Captain Keegan do in the afternoon to change things and hopefully shift the fortunes just a little bit? Well, instead of leading off with Bryson DeChambeau, we're going to send Scottie Scheffler world number one out. And this time, we're going to bench Russell Henley, and we're going to bring out the reigning U.S. Open champion, J.J. Spawn. Great idea. Started with an American win. J.J. stuffing one in there, looking like, hey, he's just raring to go. Let's go. Only to have Europe answer by winning the next two holes. And Team USA would not win another hole through that match, and that thing was over after 16, 3-2 win by John Rahm and Sepp Straka, and that makes Scottie Scheffler 0-2 on day number one. What was your take on Scottie Scheffler and J.J. Spawn in that one?
Well, you know, it started out well, and J.J. Spawn hit some good shots, and he continued to hit good shots, but, you know, Scottie struggled with his putter again in the second session. And it was tough for J.J. Spawn to, if you want to say this, which I don't really want to say that, carry on and be the guy that was making all the putts. But he played well in his first Ryder Cup session. And unfortunately, you know, the guys got behind the eight ball again after three holes, they were one down and lost one on eight and lost another one on 11. And then it was just a matter of trying to get let the holes run out for the European squad, and they ended up winning.
John Rahm, again, going undefeated day number one. How impressed are you with Rahm, who's a guy that you could say we don't really know how well he's playing? He's been over on LIV, and he doesn't play against a lot of stiff competition, hasn't had the best year in the majors. What was your take on how Rahm stepped up and led? And then, of course, Sepp Straka was admirable as well, as he had some question marks from some family issues that he had going on and whatnot. But it was certainly a Rahm-led team. What was your thoughts?
Well, you know, he takes on the persona or the example of Seve Ballesteros and also Jose Maria Olazabal as far as a Spaniard in the Ryder Cup, and he exudes it well. And so with that type of history, he is just a guy that loves this whole format and everything about it, and he makes his partners play better by what he does, and he's just a great Ryder Cupper. He's just another great Spaniard Ryder Cupper.
Came in 6-3-3 Ryder Cup record. He's now 8-3-3. Yep. He's undefeated in foursomes. He's 5-0-0 now, having come in 4-0-0. He was 1-2-2 in four ball. Make it all twos. So he's 5-0 and 2-2-2 in four balls. And that is, as you say, a great Ryder Cupper in John Rahm. All right, next one out. We go to Bryson DeChambeau, who led the way in the morning foursomes. This time he would be paired with Ben Griffin. And this is a guy that's won twice. He's a rookie, but he's been called Boomer, Benny Boomer, because of the way he hits it out there. So you got a couple of boomers out there in Bryson and Benny, and they get off to a good start as well. They put the first point up with a win on five, and this thing was close all the way down the stretch. They did everything they could to stretch this one out, and it went all the way to 18. Unfortunately, they came up one short, and they lose one up to Tommy Fleetwood and Justin Rose, who are just phenomenal in this format. What was your take on DeChambeau, who went 0-2, and Ben Griffin, the rookie, who stepped up in this match to give Fleetwood and Rose all they could handle?
Yeah, this was a close match. They ended up losing one up to Fleetwood and Justin Rose. Justin Rose made a beautiful putt on the final hole, and then Ben Griffin's putt was conceded on the final hole, but Justin Rose made that putt for birdie, and they were able to win one up. It was difficult to watch. It seemed like when they needed it, either Rose made a 60-foot putt, I think, on the second hole, or 40-foot putt after Ben Griffin made a 60-foot putt on the second hole.
Yeah, that was brutal.
And counteracted that birdie and going one up there. But it seems like once they flip the script, they're able to continue to put the pressure on. And in match play, it's all about, once you get ahead, letting the holes run out and continuing to execute, hit great shots, have two guys putting on every hole, and they were able to do that. And unfortunately, they squeaked out one against Ben Griffin and Bryson DeChambeau. And like you said, Bryson, 0-for as well, just like Scottie Scheffler. That's giving up 4 points with the guys that are really supposed to be your team leaders.
Yeah, that's well said, Bob. Bryson coming in with a 2-3-1 record, 0-2 in foursomes. He's now 0-3. He was 1-0-1 in four ball, hadn't lost. He'd won one and tied one. Well, now he's got that loss on there as well, so he's 1-1-1 in that one. And, he went 0-3 in his first matches in 2018, lost big with Tiger and Phil in foursome matches, but won a point and a half when paired with Scheffler in 2021 four ball. So you wondered if four ball would be the answer. You can't really suggest that Bryson would be out of shape or tired in the afternoon. There's going to be no excuses there. But unfortunately, Bryson doesn't get it done. Still remains winless in foursomes and now has a 1-1-1 record in four ball. Look, there's a lot made about Bryson and him being potentially the secret weapon for Team USA. Unleash him, they talked about. And right now, I feel like it's more about the rookies that are getting unleashed. And I really liked the way J.J. Spahn stepped up. I love the way Ben Griffin stepped up. Cam Young as well. Russell Henley, not so much. That was disappointing. Russell Henley was on there for one reason, and that was to be consistent, and he just wasn't. And he putted atrocious. Yeah. He did make a couple late in that one, but just not what we expected out of the rookies, especially out of Henley pairing with the world number one, Scottie Scheffler. All right, that takes us to the third match, where we had Cam Young and Justin Thomas. So JT gets a new partner. Cam Young comes off the bench. This is New York guy. He's ready to rock. Taking on Oberg and Rasmus Højgaard. And this one seemed to be the right one. This was never in doubt. 6-5 win for Team USA. Just one of two wins on the day on Friday for Team USA.
Yeah, and they took care of this one in 13 holes. They got on top. Cameron Young making a beautiful putt for birdie at the second hole. And then he just continued to hit great shots and be able to make a couple of putts. Justin Thomas, they paired extremely well, these two. And they really put the pedal down and never let up with Ludvig and Rasmus Højgaard. And so that's why you see the 6-5. And that's what, you know, we were expecting with some of the matches with the U.S. squad. But I'll tell you what, it was tough, but they were the bright and shining pairing in the afternoon.
7 birdies for Justin Thomas and Cam Young in that match. And that's in 13 holes. That's tough to beat. That's more than half of them. And that's a buzzsaw. Sam Burns and Patrick Cantlay tied with Rory McIlroy and Shane Lowry. I'll tell you what, if you like a little bit of drama, how about this? On a Friday afternoon with effectively the cup hanging in the balance, 6-2 was just something you couldn't see. 5-3 felt a whole lot better. They settled for 5.5, 2.5. And that still feels a whole lot better than 6-2. But it looked like, again, a first hole win by Burns and Cantlay, and then an answer by Team Europe with Rory and Shane squaring things up, and then they would take the lead on 6-7, Bob, and then it was back and forth and a little bit too late to make a run, and an almost would and shoulda coulda and tied with birdies on 17. It was a great match, great theater. Unfortunately, Team USA needed a W, and so a half was better than a loss, but maybe not what they needed going into the first night.
Yeah, you know, when US got it back and it looked like they were going to have a chance, Patrick Cantlay missed a putt from about 4 feet on the 14th hole. He missed another one on 15 from about probably about 20 feet. And then Sam Burns hit a beautiful shot on 17 and made birdie. But Rory McIlroy made a putt on 17 to keep the match all tied. And then, you know, it ended with pars on the final hole. So that's why how it got to tied. But, you know, a half a point in that stead is much better than losing a full point, unfortunately. So it's a good concession.
Yeah, it was a good, like I said, it was a great match. There's a lot of really high quality golf. Unfortunately for Team USA, they couldn't put the full point on the board, but a half a point at this point in time, I mean, everybody's scraping and clawing to get anything they can, better than a loss. And now they find themselves in a hole that they have to dig out of. And you can't wait till Sunday. It has to happen today and get this thing a little bit closer heading into those singles matches. We'll talk about how that might look and what the potential outcomes are coming up next. A Ryder Cup weekend. Show continues next. You're listening to Real Golf Radio.
My name is Taylor, and I'm a real client of Siegfried & Jensen. They helped us to feel the reassurance we needed. They helped point us in the right direction, and they made this experience incredible.
Here for you whenever and wherever you need us. Call Siegfried & Jensen.
Say hello to 4U Banking from Zions Bank. Customized banking that's all about you and the way you bank. Like credit cards. Experience 4U Banking today at a Zions Bank branch or visit zionsbank.com/4U to learn more. Credit card accounts are subject to credit approval. Certain terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. See the consumer credit card agreement and disclosure statement for more details. Offers are available for new credit card accounts only and subject to change at any time. A division of Zions Bank Corporation, N.A. member FDIC.
Right now is the perfect time to check out the all-new Black Desert Resort in St. George. You can stay. You can play. Enjoy one of the many restaurants that are open to serve you, like the fun sports atmosphere at the 20th hole or the finest steakhouse experience at Basalt. Play the Tom Weisskopf Championship Golf Course, home to the PGA and LPGA Tours. Take on the massive 36-hole putting course and enjoy luxury your way at Black Desert Resort. Book your experience at blackdesertresort.com.
Our legacy began in 1971. Uinta Golf by Worldwide Golf has been your trusted golf shop for generations. From the early days to the present, we've been serving local golfers with excellent service and expertise. Our goal is to empower your journey with the best gear and advice in golf, all backed by our legendary 90-day guarantee. Uinta Golf by Worldwide Golf is here to help you get there.
This is Brian Taylor. For years, you've heard me talk about getting LASIK surgery from Hoops Vision. I've heard from so many of you who have had the same great experience that I had. It's been 15 years already, and my eyesight is still amazing. I 100% recommend the pros at Hoops Vision for your vision correction needs. Book your free consultation online at hoopsvision.com. Mention Real Golf Radio, and you'll save $1,000 on your LASIK procedure. That's hoopsvision.com. Hoopsvision.com.
Everyone needs a checking account, so get the one with built-in benefits to complement your unique lifestyle. Mountain America's MyStyle Checking has perks no one can pass up. You'll enjoy sizzling restaurant deals, peace of mind mobile phone protection, timely telehealth access, built-in identity protection, and clutch loan rate discounts. Make MyStyle your lifestyle at Mountain America Credit Union. Visit macu.com/mystyle. Insured by NCUA. Membership required based on eligibility. Some benefits require no cost registration or activation. Terms, conditions, and exclusions apply.
My name is Nikki, and I'm a real client of Siegfried & Jensen. They'll help you deal with the insurance companies, get you the treatment you need, really go to bat for you.
We know how to win. If you've been injured, call Siegfried & Jensen.
They will absolutely take 100% care of you.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
You're listening to Real Golf Radio, Brian Taylor, Bob Casper. It's a Ryder Cup weekend edition of the show. Really wish I was coming on here. Absolutely pumped that Team USA had stepped up and had a big time first session, first day, and we're doing what we expected them to do, but we're not.
No.
We are scratching our heads a little bit about how Team USA got thumped on home soil and have suffered their first deficit after day one since 2004. Bob, you and I were there at Oakland Hills, and it was, talk about popping a balloon. I mean, the air went out of that place, and Europe just rolled. It was really difficult for Team Europe to be able, or Team USA to be able to kind of get out of that funk. It just felt like every single session for Team Europe rolled into the next one and built on the next one, and they just kept going, and there was nothing Team USA could stop it. Hal Sutton with a cowboy hat on was out there throwing together Tiger and Phil and sending them out there and getting beat, and just it became somewhat embarrassing. The bright spot was, wasn't it Chris Riley that paired with Tiger Woods, but then decided he didn't want to go back out or something. There was some weird stuff that went on. I don't feel like that weird stuff's going on right now. I just feel like Team Europe is playing better than Team USA. It's a bit of a head scratcher. Now, you asked the question, Bob. Wonder what Keegan will do to counter. And let's take a look now at the Saturday pairings, which are going on right now. Foursomes once again, not exactly the best format for Team USA, although typically a good format for the home team, and not the case on Friday morning. What's it look like Saturday morning?
Well, Saturday morning, the first group out is Bryson DeChambeau and Cameron Young versus Matthew Fitzpatrick and Ludvig Åberg. Fitzpatrick and Åberg played some really, really good golf on Friday morning in the foursome format. Bryson, with Cameron Young, I think very like players, players that that kind of work the ball right to left off the tee, will try to light it up and bomb it out there. And Cameron Young played phenomenal on Friday afternoon with Justin Thomas, and those guys won 6-5. So I think maybe that'll give Bryson a little bit of a shot in the arm, and those guys can come away with a point.
Yeah, well, let's hope so, because as we pointed out a couple segments ago, Bryson DeChambeau's 0-3 in foursomes, and it's just, look, he's paired with Tiger, he's paired with Phil, and he paired with Justin Thomas, all in losses in foursomes. So now you're telling me Cam Young is going to be the guy that makes the difference? It's not Tiger, it's not Phil, it's not JT, it's Cam Young. That's the difference maker?
Well, and I think maybe it could be a little bit of a difference maker simply from the standpoint that JT and Cam Young were 7-under par in their afternoon match playing best ball. And so I think very like types of play and style of play as far as hitting a long ways and that kind of thing, Cameron Young might be able to direct Bryson around that golf course a little bit better because he's played it so many times up through junior golf and college golf, winning the New York State Open there, that kind of thing. So I like this pairing. I think this pairing would have been a great pairing the first day, but I really like this pairing.
All right, so let's move on to match. Now, well, and again, Fitzpatrick and Oberg. Fitzpatrick didn't have much of a record coming in foursomes either.
No.
And in fact, he hadn't even played in a foursomes, and he's now, if I have that right, wait, let me check that. Did he play in a foursome? Fitzpatrick was 1-7. Oh, he was 0-3 in foursomes. Excuse me.
There you go.
He was 0-3. Now he's 1-3 in foursomes. And Ludvig Åberg was 2-0. So he's now 3-0 in foursomes. And we'll look to make that 4-0 with Fitzy going into that match tomorrow. Match number two is going to get a lot of question marks. This is one of those. You remember the scene in Moneyball when he was going to trade the shortstop that was going to be an all-star, and he said, these are the kind of the decisions that get you fired. This was a decision, Bob. In match number two, Captain Keegan's running back Harris English and Colin Morikawa, and just so happened that they draw that I don't know. You may have heard of them. Rory McIlroy and Tommy Fleetwood. Well, I mean, I'll give you the old sports radio. React. What's your thoughts on that?
React. Well, Fleetwood Mac, you know, those guys are absolutely amazing. They don't lose. And when they're paired together, especially in foursomes. So 3-0, I think, in the matches that they've been paired together. Harris English and Colm Morikawa just seemed like they didn't have anything to stand up to anybody in the first day and in foursomes.
They won one hole. They won the ninth hole. That's it. They lost 5-4, and now we're going to run it back. That's your strategy.
Yeah. It very head scratcher, very perplexing. Maybe they wanted to get back out and said, give me a piece of them again or whatever. I don't know. But that's one that you check off, I think, as a loss.
All right. Well, this is the exchange that happened. Very first question as Captain Keegan sat down for his press conference on Friday evening.
Hey, Keegan, Data Golf, very respected, reputable source out there, has their info that they found that Harris English and Colin Morikawa, the 132nd best combination of all the possibilities, the last one. What do you have in your information that had them in your top four and you're sending them back out again tomorrow morning?
Well, we have a plan of what we're going to do, and they beat us today, but, you know, we're really comfortable with our plan. We're really comfortable with those two players. Excited who they're playing tomorrow. Be exciting match. And, you know, we're sticking to our plan. We're not going to panic. We're not going to, you know, do panic and make those sort of mistakes. So we're going to stick to what we know. And we have a lot of confidence in them.
Do your data analytics suggest they work really well together, or is this more of a gut feeling?
I would say it's a little bit of both. They were really bummed out that they lost their match today, eager to get back out there in the course, and that's why we did that.
Bob. I heard a lot of, we have our plan, we're going to stick to our plan, we're comfortable with our plan in Italy from Captain Zach Johnson, as our U.S. troops just got beat down further, beat again and again and again. and you wonder, why didn't they try some things a little bit differently? Do you look, golf data analytics is really interesting. At the end of the day, analytics aren't everything, right?
Right.
But it is interesting that it's not even like it's close. Like, hey, it looked like there was three or four better combinations, 132 better combinations. 131, yeah,
this is the worst combination of all of them,
according to that data group, right? So he follows up and he says, well, do you have data analytics to suggest this is good, or is it just a gut? Keegan gave it the political answer. Well, that's a little bit of both. You know, they were really bummed out. You know, they're bummed out. They wanted to go back out there, so we're really excited. You can't be excited. You can't be excited that your team that lost 5-4 the day before is going out to take on the same foe that crushed them and be excited about that. How can you be excited about that when you're down that many points?
Yeah, it's very perturbing. Both those guys haven't played great all year long. Colin Morikawa, you know, lost at the Arnold Palmer Invitational, and it's just been kind of lukewarm the rest of the year. Harris English played well at the Open Championship. He's a good putter, and Colin Morikawa is not necessarily a good putter, but a very good iron player. I just, I don't know. When you lose that bad, to throw him back into the fire against the same guys that that they lost so bad to in the first session.
Let's play devil's advocate. Let's suggest they flip the script and they go ahead and beat Rory and Fleetwood. And then you might say, hey, maybe Rory and Fleetwood were tired because they had to play 36 the day before. Colin Morikawa, Harris English, they sat out the afternoon session, stewed on this practice. They're ready to go, and they actually go ahead and defeat that group. How big of a boon will that be in match number three for Team USA to get a W against Rory McIlroy and Tommy Fleetwood? And I think it would be handing those two their first foursomes loss.
Correct. And I think that would be the motivator to get that to flip and give them their first loss. And that's match number two actually going out.
Match number two.
So, yes. The only thing you can hope to happen is that they can get a half or flip it totally. And if they do, that will be a big rah-rah for the U.S. team.
No, there's no question about it. That's you got to have that, right? I mean, the other alternative is a loss. Match number three, Schauffele and Cantlay taking on Rahm and Hatton. No surprise, Rahm and Hatton are rolled back out there. That's going to be pretty tough. I don't know. Your thoughts. You say.
Well, you think about Rahm and Terrell. They're 4-0 right now in foursomes playing together. So that's a tough one. Xander and Patrick were the only ones that won a point in the morning session on Friday in foursomes. All the rest of them lost. So to put them back out against a stout team, it's going to be tough. You know, Patrick also got a half a point in the afternoon on Friday. So it will be tough for these guys to be able to stand up to Rahman and Terrell Hatton. Those guys really, really feed well off each other.
That's probably the biggest heavyweight match right there, number three. And then the anchor session, it's the world number one, Scottie Scheffler, coming right back out again with Russell Henley. I guess stick to the plan. We're going to have the same answer in this scenario. Scottie lost them both in the morning and the afternoon.
Yeah.
I'm sure that Scottie had some sort of say in who he went out with the next day, and this is what they're going up against. And they got Robert McIntyre and Victor Hovland. On paper, I like Team USA in this one,
yep.
But Ryder Cup history would suggest Bobby Mack and Vic are going to be tough ones to beat.
Yeah, and I think the biggest thing they need to do probably is flip-flop on who tees off on the even and odd holes. So I would hope that Scottie Scheffler and Russell Henley get it the right way this time.
So let me ask you, that leads into Scottie Scheffler. When you look at John Rahm and Rory McIlroy, they go out and they get 3.5 points on day number one for Team Europe. Yeah. And then you've got the equivalent of those two in Scottie Scheffler and Bryson DeChambeau, who produced 0 points.
Correct. They lost 4 points total.
Well, they only lost 2 points. They each played 4 points between the two of them. Sorry, you're right. What do you Well, how do you analyze that? You know, we've talked about the head scratcher that is Tiger, Phil, Furyk, you know, Duval, their poor record in U.S.
And Scotty's got a poor record.
That's it. So why? I mean, this sort of feeds into that same thing. Here's another number one player in the world that nobody can touch all season long that then steps onto a Ryder Cup stage and gets beat down like he's a Corn Ferry player. I mean, this is I don't understand it. Well, help me.
I don't either. Okay. I don't either. Other than maybe he puts too much pressure on himself to perform. It would be interesting to hear what Ted Scott has said, but you know, Scotty hit a lot of good shots today. His proximity to the hole was probably not that great. He made some putts when he needed to, but he still lost two full points in the first day. Now, the thing that I would say about Scotty is a slow starter this year. He's been a slow starter, and he's continued to improve all the way along in golf tournaments. So if that holds true, I expect that this one will be a lot closer.
Scottie Scheffler is now trailed by at least four holes in each of his three career Ryder Cup foursomes matches. These stats just continue to pile on.
Yeah.
How about this one? Back into this puzzle of world number one players in the Ryder Cup. A player ranked number one in the world has played a Ryder Cup foursomes match 22 times, including Scottie Scheffler Friday morning. Their cumulative record is now 10-11-1, a losing record for world number one, not world number ones in foursomes matches.
Mm.
There's something to this, Bob. I mean,
yeah, they're used to doing it on their own, and now you got to share and hit alternate shot.
I don't have the breakdown of all those world number ones, but Luke Donald was world number one at one point in time, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yep.
So I'm looking at that thinking, Donald probably figured out how to get dubs. I'll have to go back and do some research. I'll bet most of that has been Tiger and Tiger and Tiger and Tiger and Scotty.
Yeah.
Why are these guys so hard to pair with? What makes it so difficult? I don't know.
They're used to driving the bus.
The back nine, hour number two of Real Golf Radio. Our Ryder Cup weekend continues. Stay tuned.
Thank you for listening to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper. Follow us on Twitter at Real Golf and join us every week on the Real Golf Radio Network.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Sports Shorts, I'm Marty Terrell on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. It's presented by Herb Chambers Honda of New England, with locations in Westboro, Seekonk, Burlington, and Boston, Massachusetts. Afternoon baseball playoff action on Tuesday. Chicago Cubs go up 1-0 over San Diego in that opening round wild card series. Chicago with 2 home runs in the fifth. They hold on for a 3-1 win over the Padres. Game 2 comes up on a Wednesday afternoon. Elsewhere, it's Cleveland, who came back from 50.5 games down to win the American League Central to get home field advantage. Well, it didn't help them with a base-running blunder in the bottom of the ninth with a chance to tie it. Jose Ramirez with one out, caught in a pickle between home and third, got tagged out. And the Guardians go down with a whimper, 2-1. The final, Detroit wins it. WNBA. Game 5, it is down to 1 game between the Las Vegas Aces and the Indiana Fever, doing it without Caitlin Clark, doing it without Sophie Cunningham. But Aaliyah Boston's come up big, Kelsey Mitchell as well. The winner will get the Phoenix Mercury in the WNBA Championship Best of 5 Series. Sports Shorts presented by Herb Chambers Honda in Seekonk, Westboro, Burlington, and Boston, Massachusetts. I'm Marty Terrell with Sports Shorts on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Sports in 60 times 2. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Presented by Honda and the Herb Chambers Honda dealerships in Seekonk, Westboro, Burlington, and Boston, Massachusetts. Now the first place in the American League East and Central has been decided and the Mets-Reds gridlock is settled, it's time to take in the beauty of postseason baseball. Along with hockey, the parity the sport provides makes the postseason edge-of-your-seat must-watch TV. Sure, football has the Super Bowl, but baseball and hockey, unlike football and basketball, have postseasons that are wire-to-wire electric. Something I've come to grips with more day by day is the changes in the rules of the game. Us people in our 50s or older don't embrace change well, and many times our ability to compromise is poor. But baseball, like hockey, uses its gimmicks to break ties only in the regular season. And that's not such a bad thing. In the postseason, we can go back to normal 14-inning thrillers, if need be, without ghost runners, just like the charm of 5-on-5 overtime hockey is second to none in sports. But let's also embrace the pitch clock and 2-hour and 42-minute 9-inning games. With all due respect, eliminating Nomar Garciaparra batters is a good thing. No, I'm not a fan of a catcher not being able to have more of a right to the baseline An instant replay to help the umpires get the call right is anything but instant. But the game is still great, even though it plays in the shadow of the National Football League for media coverage. And listen up. Baseball is on network and cable TV, but it's spread out over a vast array of stations. ABC, ESPN, ESPN2, TBS, Fox, and FS1. Us older fans are going to need a scorecard for that, never mind the games. Enjoy the playoffs, fellow baseball fans, because when they end, we'll be firing up the hot stove and starting the spring training countdown all over again. Sports in 60 times 2, presented by Honda and the Herb Chambers Honda dealerships in Seekonk, Westboro, Burlington, and Boston, Massachusetts. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Every champion has a team behind them, and for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year, and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Well, we have 9 more holes to go, so how about you two fellas follow me to the pink tee?
On the Back Nine, hour number 2 of Real Golf Radio, brought to you by Mountain America Credit Union, with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper, son of Hall of Famer Billy Casper.
2 players down the middle on the 10th hole.
Here's Brian and Bob.
Yeah, welcome in. It's the Back Nine. Billy Casper, that was mentioned, is the winningest Ryder Cupper in U.S. Ryder Cup history, also a winning Ryder Cup captain in 1979 at the Greenbrier. And he begat my co-host on the other side of the mic there, Bob Casper. So good to be with you each and every week. I'm Brian Taylor, and this has been a fun one. As you know, we have a great passion and affinity for this event, and you can follow along as we talk about it throughout the rest of this weekend at Real Golf on X. And if you miss any part of the show, you can download it where your favorite podcasts are found by searching Golf Radio or Real Golf Radio. Still to come here on the Back Nine, we're going to go out to New York and Beth Page and welcome in Adam Shupak, Golf Week Magazine, who's on site covering the event to give us a little scene setter and ask about his good question that he asked Keegan after Friday's day one matches. Also, we'll welcome in America's favorite caddy for a little bit of inside analysis and frivolity, as he likes to provide. All coming up here on the Back Nine, hour number 2. Trying to keep it light a little here, Bob. We're down 5.5, 2.5 going into Saturday. But hey, as Captain Keegan says, it's only 3 points. We can overcome 3 points. We've got a lot of faith in these guys.
Yeah, and it's only the first quarter. So come on. We still got 20 more points to go. Only 8 have been decided so far. So eight more today and another 12 on Sunday.
I like our chances in the individual play.
Yeah.
Especially with that home crowd. There's nothing quite like a Sunday singles match at a Ryder Cup, but you got to be within shouting distance.
Yes, you do.
You got to really kind of, you need a little momentum. We talked about this going in, how important it is for momentum. And we haven't seen a lot of momentum go red, white, and blue. So we got to see some momentum on Saturday that would give the hope and all of that riding into those singles matches on Sunday.
No doubt about it. It's you know, it's a 3-point differential right now with the, for the Euros. Yeah, we need to flip the script in the second round and get this thing done.
Statistically, it's going one of two ways.
Yep.
It's either going 2004 in Detroit, which was all Team Europe, or it's going to be a comeback like Brookline in 1999. So what's it going to be? That's why we'll tune in and watch and see. And hopefully the networks can figure out their commercials so that we can actually watch it and get into a flow.
That was brutal.
It was tough, wasn't it? Man, it's really unfortunate that it's getting that way. And speaking of commercials, we're going to take a quick one and come right back and get into all of the details. You're listening to Real Golf Radio.
Progressive's Auto Quote Explorer lets you easily compare direct rates from different insurance companies, so you can be confident you're getting the right one, even if it's not with Progressive. Way more confident than you were when you bought that TV in the parking lot. It just happened to not come in a box or include a remote. And when you finally managed to turn it on, all it displayed was the menu of Grumpy's Tacos. So use Progressive's Auto Quote Explorer and be confident you're getting insurance that's right for you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Staples presents That Was Easy.
Our office computers were from like 2012.
What? They had computers then?
Yeah, I don't know much about new tech.
Apparently.
So I went to Staples and saved big on an AI-powered HP laptop and HP OfficeJet Pro printer, which also came with 3 months of free Instant Ink.
And we're back in this century. During Staples HP Tech Event, save up to 35% on HP printers and up to 40% on AI-powered HP PCs.
That was easy.
In-store, online, and on the app. Int 11.1, select models only.
Let me tell you about this new pretzel cheddar club. Hey, I'm Carlos.
And I'm Ebony. And a little thing we love about the Chick-fil-A pretzel cheddar club
is the tangy Dijon with the pretzel bun. It takes it to a whole nother level.
It goes perfectly with the chicken and the cheddar cheese and the bacon.
Man, you know how much you love bacon. And I love the different varieties. Grilled, spicy, original. It gets you nice and excited for fall.
Order the Pretzel Cheddar Club with Cherry Berry and Sprite for a limited time on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
Kohl's Cash is turning 20, and to celebrate, Kohl's is giving you the gifts. All month, you can enter our sweepstakes for a chance to win $200 Kohl's Cash. Plus, get epic deals on cozy favorites, home must-haves, and more right now. Yep, we were gonna throw a party, but this is better. Cue the confetti and the savings at Kohl's. Offer in September 28th. Select style. Some exclusions apply. Sweepstakes end September 30th, 2025. No purchase necessary. 20 winners per day. Limit one prize per person for entire sweepstakes. See Kohl's.com for official rules and details.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day. Featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
Yeah, I think, you know, we want the guys to get a little rest. You know, we have a very specific plan for each player that we've spoke to them. And I think that they all want to do what's best for the team. They all would have played if we asked them to. They all would sit if we asked them to. They just want to win the Ryder Cup. And, you know, that's what makes this group so great. We're 3 points down. It's not that's easy. We can come back from 3 points down. I think it feels a lot worse because it's just the day's over, but we got a lot more of the Ryder Cup to play.
Welcome back to the show, Brian Taylor, Bob Casper. You're listening to Real Golf Radio. It's a Ryder Cup weekend edition. And that was Captain Keegan Bradley talking at the end of day number one, where his team is down 3 points, 5.5, 2.5. And Bob, I'm heard of, you know, we're going to stick to our plan. We have faith in our guys. We're not going to panic. We're going to give the guys some rest. We have a specific plan for each player that we've talked about. I heard a lot of that from Zach Johnson in Italy, and it just didn't turn out so well. In every other sport, you make adjustments. I'm not saying they're not making adjustments, because they did make adjustments. It's not the exact same pairings that are coming back out, but there is one particular pairing in Morikawa and Harris English that lost 5-4 to Fleetwood Mac. And they are running it back for a rematch. Yeah, I just don't know that you can win the Ryder Cup by sending the same team out with the same kind of results. You know, you got to mix it up a little bit. Now, Keegan will look like a brilliant captain.
Yes.
If they go ahead and perform and they hand Fleetwood Mac their first foursomes loss.
Correct. But they're running on momentum, and that's what the European squad is running on right now. And the thing about football games or sports or athletic events or whatever, and the Ryder Cup, it's called momentum. And when a team gets on a run where they make two or three birdies in a row or win two or three holes or whatever, you get that momentum, and that momentum is infectious with the rest of the team. And you see the red or the blue going up on the board. Right now, the Euro squad has the momentum after the first two sessions. So now what's going to happen to switch that around? And I think the one that's starting off, you know, with Bryson and Cam Young, I think that has the opportunity to be a winner right off the bat on the second day.
Yeah, I don't see Matt Fitzpatrick and Ludvig Åberg. I don't care if it's a Ryder Cup. Those guys they're not unbeatable by any means.
So, right.
Go out there and get that done. Set that scene. Bryson going out in the lead match, followed by what we talked about, that rematch in match number two. Harris English, Colin Morikawa, who lost 5-4 to Rory McIlroy and Tommy Fleetwood. They're running it back. We'll see. Now, look, that would be huge. You knock off their big guys, same way that, you know, Tiger and Phil lost in 2004, and it really set a negative tone for Team USA and a positive tone for Team Europe. You know, they could do that by getting a couple of red points up early. And then you got the match of the day, at least for the morning session, and yes, that's Rahm and Hatton, who were nigh unbeatable in this, against Schauffele and Cantlay, who picked up the only foursomes point in day number one. That one, to me, that's a heavyweight. That one's going to be must-see TV right there.
Yeah, definitely. And Patrick Cantlay played extremely well. He and Xander to garner a point. And then Patrick again playing with Sam Burns in the afternoon, getting a half a point. So, you know, that's more than half of the points that the U.S. Received on the first day. So that's going to be a good one. I'm excited to watch that one and see what those guys do. And then we're followed up by Russell Henley and Scottie Scheffler again. The thing that I hope is that Scottie Scheffler does what he's been doing, and that is as the tournament goes along, he gets stronger and better and putts better. So I'm looking for that, and I'm also looking for Russell Henley to tee off on the even holes where Scottie tees off on the odd number holes.
Bobby Mack, Robert McIntyre is tough. Victor Hovland seems to bring out the best in him in these Ryder Cup matches as well. Yeah, the mystery continues as the world number ones have a losing record in Ryder Cup, 10-11-1, and it's just it's really a shocker. But you're right.
Yeah.
The thing, Mike, that I question about Scottie Scheffler picking up let's just assume it's a Friday, in this case it's Saturday, but it's round number two of a 72-hole tournament. You're saying it's a marathon, he starts a little slow, true, but usually he makes a run on Friday or Saturday. So given that it is Saturday and it's like a second-round Friday, maybe he does have that run. The thing that prohibits him is he's not hitting every single shot. He's only hitting every other shot. And so he's not full-strength Scottie Scheffler. He's Scottie Shenley. And he's gonna have to try to make Scottie Scheffler fit into Scottie Shenley or Russell Scheffler, whatever you want to do, and see if they can find a way to be world number one.
Yeah, it's going to be about his ball striking, his proximity to the hole for Russell Henley, because Russell Henley is an extremely good putter. And then when he has the opportunities, he's going to have to make those putts as well.
One of the questions that we had coming into it is, who is the unlikely or unsuspected MVP for each team? And when you look at Team USA, you know, a lot of talk around Bryson DeChambeau. I don't think that's unexpected, but you could look at a guy like Cam Young. Ben Griffin played really, really well. JJ Spahn. Yep. Who do you like so far? Like, who's when you say, hey, I need a little more of that guy out there for Team USA, who do you think of?
I think Cameron Young is the one on top of it right now, simply from the standpoint that he and Justin Thomas played so well in the second session and were able to get a point there. But also his experience on this golf course, him having success on this golf course, winning on this golf course, I think he's the guy you got to look at that is being paired with Bryson DeChambeau in the Saturday morning round. That's really, I think, gonna lift Bryson.
That's a good point. I mean, Young and Thomas, 6 and 5 winners over Oberg and Rasmus Højgaard. So yeah, I mean, look, only two teams have won points.
Yep.
And that was Cantlay and Schauffele in the foursomes.
Yep.
And Young and Thomas in the four ball. And then of course, yep, you had the split there with Burns and Cantlay and McIlroy and Lowry. I thought Burns played pretty good. You know, mm-hmm, one of the things you have to do is you got to make putts. We talk about, you know, the question marks around, you know, how does your Team Europe continue to make so many putts and Team USA struggles to make the putts? You know, maybe you ought to put your best putter out there a little bit more. Maybe Burns ought to be out there with Scotty Scheffler, you know, instead of Russell Henley.
How shocking was that shot on the 18th hole that Cantlay hit into the bunker?
Yeah, I mean, that's pressure.
Yeah.
You know, even the best players. I look at that. I always like to sort of look at how does that relate to me. It relates to me as that's a huge stage. So when you get on your little huge stage, whatever it happens to be, maybe trying to break your best score or win your club championship with four people standing around, it's when it means something, sometimes it's hard. And he just, I mean, that's golf. He missed. And that's why, Bob, I look at the one thing about it is golf. And anything can happen. And that flip of momentum, I mean, you know, you get a little mo going, putts start falling, this thing flips on a dime. I mean, one sweep by Team USA and it's a completely different match, right?
Yep, exactly.
And that can happen. I don't see that.
It happens quickly.
Yes, I think it can happen. This is a good team. And at that point in time, you say, way to go, Cap. You stuck to your plan and it worked. You didn't panic and it worked. Coming up next, we're going to welcome in Adam Shupak. He's going to give us a scene setter. Caddy still to come as well. This is Real Golf Radio.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Talking golf with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
One day you'll get it.
Here's Brian and Bob.
All right, welcome back to Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper, and let's go back out to New York and Beth Page, and senior writer with Golf Week magazine, our good friend Adam Shupak is on site and witnessed the action, day number one. Adam, how are you, man?
Great. We missed having here. It's a really beautiful day, and the Ryder Cup, man, we wait for this 2 years, and it was a great start today. But Europeans came out firing, and looks like home field advantage may not be the difference the U.S. hoped it would be, because it's 5.5, 2.5 after the first day.
No question about it. Just give us the scene. Did you make it to the first tee into that media platform, and did you stand and witness the energy? Because to me, that's been my favorite part of attending these Ryder Cups in person.
Of course, I was on the 4:30 a.m. bus to make sure I was there in time. And I started up top there and then came down to the tee level and got to experience that, which was pretty cool. So a good mix of it. I didn't feel like I expected more. I was kind of let down. I still always say that the Europeans do it best. And I still, you know, even though the Europeans had like a pretty small contingency in there, they still have the best songs, the best cheers, the best they win that part of it. But I thought the U.S. New York fans would be more boisterous and bring a little more energy than they had. And then once the match started, man, they were subdued and then really silent for the morning because there wasn't much to cheer about. And started to get a little chippy in the afternoon as I think some of those adult beverages kicked in the afternoon.
You know, and that's what I was going to say. It sure seemed like the Europeans were able to get those guys quieted down and make it so that they didn't have that chippy stuff going on in the morning round too.
Yeah, I think that was a big factor in how things played out. And it's just some of the Europeans were just on fire. I mean, they were making a ton of birdies. It's such a hard format for some to do that on a place like Bethpage Black. I know they moved up some tees and the rough wasn't that intense, but they played some great golf. I don't know if they can duplicate that again tomorrow morning. That's to be seen. But, you know, some of the teams, we'll talk, I'm sure, a little more about Harris, English, and Colin Morikawa, but they were kind of ran into a buzzsaw against Rory and Tommy Fleetwood and just some of the guys were, you know, Rahm and Hatton had a really strong back nine, and Ludwig and Matt Fitzpatrick just took it to Scotty Scheffler and Russell Henley. So there's some similar guys going out tomorrow in foursomes in the morning. And, the U.S. has their work cut out for them.
Adam Shupak joining us here from the Ryder Cup. So you brought it up. Let's talk about it. And Captain Keegan was asked in the very first question about the data analytics and why he would suggest that, or if he had anything to suggest that it would be good to put Harris English and Colin Morikawa back out there for a rematch against Rory McIlroy. Of course, when they threw him out there, they didn't know they'd get Fleetwood and Rory, but that's how it turned out. What was your impressions being there with Keegan's answer?
That was my question and that I posed to Keegan, and I thought he gave a very bland non-answer. You know, he didn't really, I would have loved to hear him give some detail as to why, like data, the data golf guys say of the 132 possible pairings that they could throw out, this was number 132. You know, this is like 50. This is still the last possibility you would want to put out there, and he's going to put the same guys out again after they got whooped. I don't get it, and that really surprised me. I mean, Morikawa did not look like his form was questionable coming into this event, into the Ryder Cup. Hasn't done a lot really since March, but I just think that was a question. You know, I asked him, I said, is this, are you going with your gut? Or, you know, because he didn't really give any stats to back up why these guys should be one of the top four teams you're going to put out there. And, you know, he could have mixed them up at least. Maybe put Gotti and Harris or something different. That one just, I'm really, you know, baffled by that move. And, but tomorrow's a new day, and maybe, you know, maybe they want these guys again. And you know, they probably have a pretty sour taste in their mouth. They set out the afternoon session, both of them. So hopefully they went to the range and figured something out. You know, more and McIlroy and Fleetwood have played some pretty good golf together, but maybe they'll be a little tired after playing 36 on Friday. You know, these guys are not going to go down without a fight, but I just still, to me, like that was a, kind of the definition of insanity to put these two guys back out again when it's some sort of, you know, Data Golf is a very reputable and respected for their data analytics, and they're saying it's the worst possible pairing of anyone, any combination you could have for the U.S. side, and he's going to put them out not once but twice. That's very questionable to me.
Adam Shupak joining us. First of all, Adam, I'm sorry I didn't give you credit. I didn't recognize your voice on the question, but well done and a great follow-up. And that was the cut that we used, you know, to come into the segment to reveal the pairings, is because I thought it was very well asked. It was very straightforward. And I just heard, we have a plan. We're not going to panic. And these guys were bummed, so we're going to let them go back out there, and we're excited. To me, that sounds a whole lot like what Zach Johnson said 2 years ago, and it didn't work out very well. I would never hear something like that from Team Europe. They don't shoot from the hip. This is not a gunslinger thing. They are very, it's almost like this chess and checkers comparison. Doesn't it feel that way a little bit? And I'm surprised that the Keegan would, I appreciate him staying calm and not panicking, but it just felt like he maybe didn't have an answer for your question.
Yeah, you know, I think both of these captains treat these decisions like they're state secrets, where, like, just tell us. I don't understand why they just won't tell us, like, the actual thinking, why they made this, why they want these two guys together, what fits. Because they got to go out and play golf. I mean, it comes down to how they're going to play golf. The fact that they put them together because, you know, this guy hits it this far and they like this, you know, the data analytics does this. Just tell us what it is, you know. They're like keeping it a secret of this, you know, in two more years from now, they might want to put those guys together and they don't want the other team to think about, you know, factor that in the equation. They treat this stuff a little too seriously on that side of things, I think. But I think they do have a plan. And yeah, I mean, it's, you know, there's the old Mike Tyson thing. You've been punched in the mouth. You had a plan. Now what are you going to do? And I think he should have maybe done a little bit different. Not a huge change. But I was very surprised to see those guys run back out again tomorrow.
You know, you got the number one player in the world, and you've got another guy in Bryson DeChambeau that plays on LIV that qualified for the team. And both those guys lost 2 points each on the first day for a total of four of the 5.5 points that the Europeans won. First of all, your thoughts about that and the thoughts about the world number one traditionally not being very good in the team format.
I expected Scotty to play better this week. And I think it's still time. He just didn't putt well today, and he really didn't have any answers there. And, you know, Ludwig Åberg and Matt Fitzpatrick just played outstanding in the morning. And then John Rahm, you know, kind of carried Sepp Straka around, and John Rahm is just a beast in this competition. I mean, Rahm and Tommy Fleetwood, these guys are just, you know, they're winning, like, their records are phenomenal. I think Scotty will bounce back tomorrow. It would surprise me if he continues to struggle. And Bryson, I don't think he played that badly. Just didn't make many putts, and his iron game needs to be a little sharper. That's kind of what held him back in some of the majors this year. And he keeps talking about it. You know, he's going to fix it with equipment, but, you know, he just needs to he needs to play better with his irons to get some closer putts and some better looks and make some more birdies.
What's your sense? The stats reveal this, since your data analytics, you're leading with that. I'll lead this question with this. Yeah, the last time Europe led after the first session on American soil was 2004. We were there for that one, and it was a whole lot of ole, ole, ole. And the only team that's been down 5.5, 2.5, or worse after the first day and gone on to win was Ben Crenshaw's team in 1999, the miracle comeback at Brookline. Which one are we headed for? What's your gut tell you after day one? Are we headed towards Brookline or are we headed towards Oakland Hills this weekend?
Yeah, I kind of like the Europeans to begin with. I just think they're a better team than they were 2 years ago, and they have guys that have been playing better golf. So I was worried that this would be a tough spot for the U.S. to begin with. And then the way that they were able to silence and take out the crowd, there wasn't a lot of energy out there, and the team wasn't able to feed off it. I think they're going to have to have a really big morning. And I think they could. I think they could win three out of 4 points possibly tomorrow to get right back in this thing. And then, you know, traditionally the Americans have been pretty solid in singles. So I don't think this is over yet. And, just to tie in the whole 99 comeback, Keegan Bradley was at that. He was out there watching on the Sunday and ran on the green at 18 after it was, kind of, he was out there with his dad on his shoulders. So he's got fond memories of that. And I'm sure I think he's going to go talk to the team about a little bit about some of that, and maybe about how he was on the President's Cup last year when the U.S. swept the first day and won the President's Cup. And then the next day the international team came back and swept them. So I think that, he has to talk to them about, hey, we could do the same sort of thing. We're down 5.5 to 2.5 right now, but it could be 8-8 going into the singles if we just do what we're capable of.
Yeah. Real quickly, because we're short on time, what would you take tomorrow at the end of the day as far as the score to put us in touch with these guys and have a chance on Sunday in the singles?
Well, you got to be at least 10-6, and hopefully better than that. I think 8-8 would be ideal. If it's 9-7 or something in that range, we want to be closer than 10-6 if possible. But you can't. Nobody's ever won from any worse than that, from 10-6. So if we're not going to be watching football on Sunday, it better be 10-6 or better.
I love it. That's exactly right. I was Rory's putt from going in on the 18th hole Friday afternoon from heading fishing on Saturday. So that's kind of how I felt about that. But I'm going to hang around. I'm going to be watching, and I'll be following you as well on X and your great coverage, and be listening for those very good questions in the press conferences afterwards. Adam, you're the best. Thanks for taking the time. Enjoy New York City and that little commute back to the hotel.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me on.
All right, appreciate it. We'll do it again real soon. Adam Shupak, Golf Week Magazine from the Ryder Cup. Thanks for the scene setter there. Yeah, interesting points. Didn't feel like the energy was as strong as he thought it might be.
Right.
Well, a lot of that has to do with the play of the Americans. Nevertheless, let's hope it gets rowdy on a Saturday. Stay tuned. More of the show continues next right here on Real Golf Radio.
Everyone needs a checking account, so get the one with built-in benefits to complement your unique lifestyle. Mountain America's MyStyle Checking has perks no one can pass up. You'll enjoy sizzling restaurant deals, peace of mind mobile phone protection, timely telehealth access, built-in identity protection, and clutch loan rate discounts. Make MyStyle your lifestyle at Mountain America Credit Union. Visit macu.com/mystyle. Insured by NCUA. Membership required based on eligibility. Some benefits require no cost registration or activation. Terms, conditions, and exclusions apply.
My name is Taylor, and I'm a real client of Siegfried & Jensen. They helped us to feel the reassurance we needed. They helped point us in the right direction, and they made this experience incredible.
Here for you whenever and wherever you need us.
Call Siegfried & Jensen.
Golf Course Green starts with good irrigation. Pros and golf course superintendents agree. You should turn to Mountainland Supply for your turf irrigation needs. Mountainland Supply is the exclusive Rainbird Golf distributor in Utah. And what does that mean to you? When you need irrigation products for your lawn, you can trust that Mountainland Supply will have what you need. Plus, Mountainland can assist you in designing your sprinkler system with smartphone controllers, drip irrigation, pipes, parts, and tools. Go to MountainlandSupply.com to find the location nearest you.
Say hello to 4U Banking at Zions Bank. Customized banking that's all about you and the way you bank. Whether you're looking to open a new checking account or simply save for the future, we're ready to help with banking that's meant for you. Experience 4U Banking today at your local Zions Bank branch or visit zionsbank.com/4U to learn more. Please refer to the deposit account agreement, account disclosure, deposit rate sheet, and personal account schedule of fees available in the online agreement center or speak with a banker for more details. A division of Zions Bank Corporation, NA member FDIC.
Right now is the perfect time to check out the all-new Black Desert Resort in St. George. You can stay, you can play, enjoy one of the many restaurants that are open to serve you, like the fun sports atmosphere at the 20th hole or the finest steakhouse experience at Basalt. Play the Tom Weisskopf Championship Golf Course, home to the PGA and LPGA Tours. Take on the massive 36-hole putting course and enjoy luxury your way at Black Desert Resort. Book your experience at blackdesertresort.com.
My name is Nikki, and I'm a real client of Siegfried & Jensen. They'll help you deal with the insurance companies, get you the treatment you need, really go to bat for you.
We know how to win. If you've been injured, call Siegfried & Jensen.
They will absolutely take 100% care of you.
This is Brian Taylor. For years, you've heard me talk about getting LASIK surgery from Hoops Vision. I've heard from so many of you who have had the same great experience that I had. It's been 15 years already, and my eyesight is still amazing. I 100% recommend the pros at Hoops Vision for your vision correction needs. Book your free consultation online at hoopsvision.com. Mention Real Golf Radio, and you'll save $1,000 on your LASIK procedure. That's hoopsvision.com. Hoopsvision.com.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
All right, welcome back to Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper, and Captain Keegan, after the opening day, was asked a little bit about, hey, did you ever think about changing some things up? And, boy, he's a stick-to-the-plan kind of guy.
Well, I think, you know, your natural instinct is to do that, but we came in here this week with a plan. And the players are prepared for that plan, and we're gonna stick to that plan and make sure the players are ready to play. And you know, we feel really confident about this lineup, and we love all those players.
There's love to go around. Let's welcome in America's favorite caddy.
There are bag rats, and then there are caddies. Baby. Pro jocks who are legends in caddy shacks across the PGA Tour.
We can neither confirm nor deny the existence of this legendary looper.
Here he is, the Caddy, on Real Golf Radio.
Yeah, the Caddy joins us weekly here on Real Golf Radio. As planned, we stick to the plan. We get the Caddy on every week. That's just how it goes. Caddy, thanks for being part of our plan. How are you?
I'm just happy to be part of the plan.
Hey, and we love you. And that's what's important, is that, you know, there's love. There's love around.
I'll tell you what, we better love each other after 28 years or however long we've been doing this thing. I mean, there's no hate, I can tell you that.
Amen, amen. You know what? It's just that the Europeans just bond better than the Americans, right? I mean, they care more about the Ryder Cup. It just doesn't mean that much to the Americans. No, I'm just kidding, of course. What is your takeaway here? It feels like a bit of a broken record to see the Europeans up again on the Americans here in a Ryder Cup.
It seems like it's always the same thing that stands out to me. How many 10 to 20 foot putts can they make without missing any? It's unbelievable. They make so many putts in the Ryder Cup. What gets into them in the Ryder Cup? I mean, if they had a putt inside 20 feet, you're like, well, you know, he's making this one. We better make ours. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, you really feel that way.
Is that just me?
Yeah, no.
Oh,
yeah.
It seems like it. I mean, Friday afternoon, you know, the putt McIlroy made on 17, perfect example. It just, They just make so many putts.
And the one he made on 16.
Yeah, and look at the run Cantlay had. You know, now he missed a 5 or 6 footer, or he missed like a 3.5 footer in the midst of birdieing like 5 out of 6 holes to just try to lift the whole team onto his shoulders. He was impressive. And Cantlay, I want Cantlay in a, I mean, if it's coming right down to it, I want Cantlay, man. I want Cantlay on that wall. But even he missed a putt or two. Those guys just don't miss putts.
Yeah, it's true.
It's crazy.
It's true.
Your thoughts about the pairings in the morning on the first day. You know, you talked about guys missing putts and that kind of thing. And the pairings have come out for today, and there's not a lot of a change except for one player, and that's Cameron Young. But your thoughts about keeping the same guys going out again in foursomes?
I think it's a good idea to stick to the plan if you feel like it. Actually, that's a tough call, because if the plan's not working, you got to look at, is it not working because the other team just played ridiculously well? Then you just stick to the plan and keep going. But if you didn't play great, then you might want to think about, well, is my same crew going to play better tomorrow, or is this the thing, right? And I'd say a couple guys, you know, maybe I would have switched around. Like, I like the Cam Young. I mean, he nobody knows the greens better at Bet Page than Cam Young, right? So you want him putting out there, and he grew up there and played well there before. So I like adding him in the morning. Who came out?
Bob, run down the lineup.
So first out, Bryson DeChambeau and Cam Young against Matthew Fitzpatrick and Ludvig Åberg. Then we have Harris English and Colin Morikawa once again against Rory and Tommy Fleetwood once again.
They lost 5-4 on Friday. They're going to run it back.
Mm-hmm.
That's what, yeah.
Then Xander and Patrick Cantlay against Rahm and Tyrrell Hatton.
Match of the day right there.
And then in the last group, Scottie Scheffler and Russell Henley again against Bobby Mack and Victor Hovland.
One thing we noticed in that Russell Henley-Scottie match was, I think it was that match when they kept saying, oh, you know, Russell's giving up 30 yards to whoever on this hole off the tee, right? Bethpage is a bomber's paradise. It's a bomber's course. It's a huge advantage to bomb it. I'm kind of thinking, how about in the alternate shot, or the foursomes, as it's more properly called. How about you have two bombers in the groups as much as you can, because then you always have a long hitter teeing off, which is a big deal at Bethpage. And then you'd say, well, gosh, in the four ball, you want to, if you have a short hitter and a long hitter together in a four ball, you always have a long hitter teeing off. Right, I always want a long hitter teeing off at Bethpage on all those par fours and par fives. It's a little bit of a weird thing to say for the foursomes, because usually you kind of like want that accurate iron guy with the long driver and da da da. I think at Bethpage you're better off having the bombers playing that alternate shot. It's just a thought on that. So. The other thing I'd say is I think I'd have Scottie Scheffler teeing off on the odd number holes. And yes. Bryson, as much as we want to see him hit it off one, I want Bryson on the even numbered holes, because there's like 9 right to left tee shots on the golf course, and there's about 5 left to right. Sorry, there's like 4 or 5 left to righters and 9 or 10. There can't be 9 or 10, but there's like 7 or 8 right to lefters. And Bryson's a right to lefter. Scottie's a left to righter. And so you kind of had them going on these opposite holes to their shot pattern off the tee. They might have been thinking a lot more about par three strategies and things like that. But this is, you know, caddy simple analytics for the simple-minded like me.
I like that. But you're talking about big hitters. You got, you know, Ben Griffin. You got JJ. I don't know if JJ bombs it quite like Ben, but you got Ben sitting on the bench. You got JT sitting on the bench. And, yeah, I just kind of question sort of the strategy there. If it didn't work, why run it back? I look at it this way too, Caddy. You know, teams always have a game plan going in. It's college football. It's NFL football time, right? And then they go in at halftime, and what does everybody say? Well, let's see what
make adjustments.
Make adjustments. Who adjusts better? You know, blah blah blah. Right? You got to make adjustments. You're looking at film. You're looking at what they're doing. All that kind of stuff. You might want to make some adjustments. That doesn't mean you scrap the game plan.
No.
Part of the game plan includes making adjustments. And I get that they made a few pairings adjustments, but yeah, I guess Morikawa and English going back out, and he would say late in a different comment that they were bummed and they're anxious to get back out there. Well, they should be bummed, but that's not a reason to get you right back out there against the team that just waxed you 5-4.
Well, I would look, did everybody play today for the U.S.?
Yes. Both teams. Yes.
So here's one way to look at it. I mean, I think this is a simple way to look at it. Who played well today, right? If I had someone who didn't play well at all today and they're going out in the morning tomorrow, I might not play them in the morning. I might let them sit and play the afternoon and bring in someone who played well instead. But I'll give you a crazy one. Just Ben Griffin. I'd like to see Scotty and Ben Griffin playing together because, again, it's that long hitter thing. You know, Russell is not a long hitter. And I think, you know, that makes it a little more of a struggle out there in the alternate shot. So
the other thing you need to do is you need to make putts. And Sam Burns is on the bench.
Wow.
And it felt like, you know, I will give some credit to Russell Henley. He did make some putts later in the matches.
Right.
But man, in the beginning of the matches, the moment seemed a little large for Henley. I mean, he was leaving putts 6 feet short and things of that nature. So I did see him kind of step up and make a couple, and maybe he was just starting to get his feet wet and get his feels under him, and that's why he's ready to go too. But, and I'm sure Scottie Scheffler had something to say about who he was paired with, but man, it's... I think it's going to be tough. You have to win the session. You have to at least split the morning session, and you need to win the day in order to make it close going into Sunday singles.
So I'm going to tell you a story that Jack Nicklaus said to me at the President's Cup in Virginia. We were playing the alternate shot and doing pretty well. It was a tough golf course. RTJ was playing tough that day, and our guys were 3 under going to 16, and we're 2 down. So we're not playing bad. That was not a bad alternate shot. And we're 2 down, and Jack's behind the green there. And I walk up to Jack, and I looked at him, and I said, Jack, we're 3 under, or maybe, you know, maybe we were 4 under or something. It probably better than that. Whatever. We're, you know, 3-4 under, and we're 2 down. And he just stares right through me with that Jack Nicklaus look. And says, "You got to play better." And I was like, and he kind of sounded like that, by the way. But I just thought that's the bottom line, right? You just have to play. The Euros played, especially in the afternoon, they played really well. And, you know, Scotty didn't make a birdie till was like the first 8 holes in the afternoon. And then he started playing a little better and, you know, he made that great putt. I think it was on 15. And then Rahm put it right on. Was it Rahm who put it right on top of him? Or somebody put it right on top of him. And I'm like, you know, I mean, the Euros just played great. If they hadn't putted out of their minds, it would be close to tied right now. So in the afternoon, the matches probably would have been close to tied. So, I don't know.
If anything holds true with Scottie Scheffler this year, it always seems like he starts a little bit slow, you know, like he did in his last event, and he continues to get better and better as he goes along. That's why I expect him to play better here on Saturday.
McKinley made a good point about that. He said Scottie Scheffler runs a marathon, and the Ryder Cup every match is a sprint. And that was a good way to put it, right? Because it's not the cumulative. It's just one thing done. It's one and done every time. It's not the cumulative.
That's the difference in number one, Brian.
You think?
Yeah.
You think the guys that are predominantly number one players, that they're just Tiger Woods and Scottie Scheffler, they don't know how to sprint. They're simply marathoners.
What do you think, Caddy?
Look, I'm gonna argue your point. I mean, okay. How many times do we go back to match play and Tiger Woods would get beat by freaking Nick O'Hearn? I mean, yep. And Tiger would always said, look, anything happened in 18 holes. The longer you play it out, the better player wins. Like, that was his answer. So maybe that you're exactly right. Maybe it's as simple as that.
Well, Rom played incredibly well too. Rory played well. They just played really well. That's the way I saw it. We didn't play great in the morning, and they played pretty darn good, and then they just putted their minds out in the afternoon from what I saw. I wasn't able to watch it that closely in the afternoon, but I'm telling you, every time somebody had a 15-footer, the Euros made every single one. Yeah. Looks like they missed, like, Rory missed one short putt. That was it. I mean, the whole time. And it's very frustrating. Because we're on American greens. The greens should be nicer to the Americans and not so nice. You know, be nice to the colonists, not to the oppressors.
Oh, there it is. Hey, yeah, the rain probably made them feel a little more European. They were just a little bit slower and softer. Hey, we're out of time. I need your best 30-second speech. Help me out. I'm your team. You're the captain. Help me feel better about watching Ryder Cup the rest of this weekend and why the U.S. has a chance. Inspire me, Ken.
The caddy's not going to be able to pull something out of the hat. You know, I'm going to go right to, I'm going full John Belushi, Animal House. Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor? No, let's go and run out. No. Hey, look, I think Keegan, if you were going to cast a captain in a movie giving a pep talk, it might be Keegan Bradley. I think he's really good at saying stuff and saying the right things. And listening to him talk, I like listening to him, so I bet he had some good stuff to say, and I bet he did good for their psyches and stuff. I really like listening to him. I never knew him very well at all, so that was cool to listen to. So, hey, look, what's the score now? Is it 5.5?
Yes, 5.5, 2.5.
5.5, 2.5. Yeah, we need that. We need that crazy morning session in the session that we don't do well in normally. That's what we need. Let's go.
That was a heck of a speech. Caddy, you're the best. Thanks, man. I'm fired up. I'll be on the couch with more adrenaline than I did on day number one and help root this team on.
Thank you, gentlemen.
There you go. That was the Caddy, and that's going to wrap up our show. Ryder Cup Weekend Edition. Hope you enjoyed it. We will be back to wrap it all up coming up next week. Thanks to our producer, Dave Glauser, for Bob Casper and Brian Taylor. We'll see you next week here on Real Golf Radio. Go USA.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.